One.
Free Talk Live, you are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
It's Porcupine Freedom Festival X, the 10th edition. We're here at 2013 version of Porkfest. It's still the same beautiful location, but as always, the people are brand new, and I've been meeting new people all today and yesterday, and it's always the case. I haven't had the chance to do this yet, but this isn't a huge crowd that's in here to watch us tonight. Thank you, by the way, to everybody who did come in. How many of y'all are here for the first time at Porkfest? Look at that, Mark. What is there, one guy here? There's two guys here that have been here before. Two or three, maybe, out of a group of probably about 15 people watching us. So it's always that way. In fact, this is a particularly large ratio. Sometimes it seems like maybe 50-50 or 60% new versus 40% old school. But this is a
maybe
huge
the new
event.
People are just drawn to this room.
I don't know about that. I think that there are a lot of people, because I've been on stage where there have been a couple hundred people watching and asked that same question and watched over half the room raise their hands. This event attracts new people every single year, and of course a lot of the people that have been here before, they always want to come back, whether or not they can make it one year versus another. Sometimes it depends on a variety of factors. So sometimes you'll see the same person, but it'll be a year or two in between.
Sure.
When they can make it back up here. But there's this event has a draw unlike any other. There's no other liberty-oriented event that even comes close to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I've heard there's a couple other camping events out there, but I've never heard any buzz around them like the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, it's big, and like you said, it could be some of the returning folks. It can be a big financial issue to come. I was just talking to a couple that came from Texas, spent $2,200 on transportation for their family of four. That's an investment for a vacation.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. Some of the things that went on today include, Mark, you gave a speech about Quakers.
I did. It was called Quakers Proto-Libertarians, and I kind of went through the history of Quakers throughout the English Revolution and beyond, talked about some of their contributions to society as a whole, things that we take for granted today, and then compared and contrasted it to the libertarian movement of today. I think that there's a lot to learn for people that want to sort of see the best ways to convince people of ideas, because many people know nothing about Quakers. I am a Quaker.
Mm-hmm.
And most people think the oats when they hear about Quakers, not invented by a Quaker. And the picture.
You mean that's just marketing?
It is. Quakers were known for making good products and selling them at a fair price. Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense that your company might take the Quaker as a symbol in order to say, hey, look, this is good stuff. But that guy on the box isn't wearing gray, and Quakers were known for wearing gray.
Mm-hmm.
Amish people were known for wearing black. But Amish people have beards. The guy in the Quaker box doesn't have a beard.
So, big turnout?
I was surprised. There were dozens of people that showed up for this event. I thought this would be sort of a geeky little history lesson for some people.
Well, I heard Ben Stone, who is also a Quaker.
Yeah, the bad Quaker, yep.
The bad Quaker was the opening act this morning, and I didn't see it, so I only heard.
He had a bigger crowd than I did.
I heard he had a large crowd, like a spill out of the tent
kind
of crowd. And again, another indicator of how popular this event has become early on in the week, that at, I don't know what time it was, 8, 9, 10, or 11, or
11.
10, 8, 9, 10, something like that. I thought he was the first speaker, but anyway, he was, were you there for it?
I was.
Okay, so 11 o'clock. And, you're still talking about in the morning on the first day. To have a big, this is a big tent he was in, correct?
Yeah, it was full.
To have a big tent full of people spilling outside of the tent at 11 o'clock on the first day of Porkfest.
I'd say more than 100 people.
That's incredible. I mean, this is going to be, I think, an epic, and if not already is, an epic event. And you should be here if you can get up to northern New Hampshire, even if it's just for the weekend. I had a guy who was here earlier, and he's like, he lives in New Hampshire, and said, oh, I don't know if I should come back, because he's got to spend like $25 in gas. But there are people who are spending a whole lot more who don't live in New Hampshire to come up here, and this is somebody who's never been here before. You know, he came last night for pre-Porkfest. He came for Porkfest Eve, and I'm trying to explain to him, look, this is already kind of big, but it's going to be even bigger come the weekend.
Yeah, 10 times as big as it is currently.
10 times, you think? What do you think we're at right now as far as attendees? I'd say there's a few hundred people here.
At this point, I'm just guessing wildly. There's hundreds of people.
I don't know if it's going to be 10 times as much, but there's a lot of people here already.
The action will ramp up, too.
And we're going to talk to one of the...
It will be bigger.
Right. We're going to talk to one of the organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, probably not tonight, but a little bit maybe tomorrow or later on in the week, and we'll get more kind of accurate numbers about what, you know, who's here. And some of the other speakers, Mark, are you particularly interested in seeing anyone, besides yourself, of course?
Yeah. I think I should get a bigger... Like, my picture isn't on the front of the pamphlet. It bothers me. David Friedman is who I'm most interested in seeing. I'd love to see Bob Murphy work too.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be doing karaoke tomorrow night.
Yeah, and he's just real entertaining. I hope to get both of them on the air here, and we can have a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, one of my favorites, Dr. Mary Ruart, is going to be showing up at some point this week. I haven't even gone past Monday in the schedule. There are there's a full week that goes all the way through Sunday. There's so much that's going on. I mean, you've got a 5-year-old son?
Yes,
right?
Jack's 5.
He's here, and he's here every year, and is he meeting new friends?
Yeah, he's bananas over what goes on here at Porkfest. I mean, this is his biggest week of the year. He talks about it beforehand. He talks about it afterwards. To him, this is, this is the greatest event of his life.
He's right. I mean, is he right or what?
Yeah.
He goes, and for him, it's centered around the swing sets and the merry-go-rounds and all the other kids of all the other folks here.
There's dogs and kids and people.
One thing I think is interesting is...
And the pool is open from what I've seen.
I've seen this is the nicest playground as far as kids interacting together that I've ever seen. I've seen, obviously you take kids to playgrounds and they have different sort of experiences.
Well, that makes sense, right? Because if you just go to any old playground, you're going to encounter any old kids, including the ones that are maybe not so well behaved. But I think that in the Liberty Movement, you've got parents who are going to tell their kids about non-aggression. They're going to be better at explaining the ideas of liberty early on, and presumably that translates into somebody who's better behaved. I know that's
a moral philosophy.
It's been my experience. I mean, having known some young people as we've been here for several years as part of the Free State Project, that they're very well behaved, especially homeschool. A lot of them are homeschooled and unschooled, and they're just wonderful to be around. And it almost seems like they act more adult because they're more, I guess, desensitized or sensitized or whatever. They're around adults more often, and I think that if you're around responsible,
they model the behavior.
You're around responsible adults, like we heard Crosby earlier on the show, who's the owner of Rogers Campground, saying these are great people that come to this event. They really respect private property. So, and that's the case with libertarians. Private property is a real big concept with the ideas of liberty because, you have to be able to own things in order to control them, to, make your life better and make others' lives better as well. And so that translates to someone's children, I would think.
I absolutely would agree.
So Porkfest X, you can go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. There is news worthy of discussion here tonight, and it's not necessarily good news.
Yeah, things are still happening while we're enjoying the libertarian paradise of Porcupine Freedom.
Yeah, it's nice to be here and shut off all of the outside world and, try not to think about the horrors that might be going on, on the hands of the state all over the place. In this case, this horror is coming out of the U.S. Supreme Court. The story is from the Rutherford Institute, where apparently the Supreme Court has delivered a blow to Fifth Amendment rights, particularly the one to remain silent during police questioning and leave citizens with the burden of knowing their rights. In a blow to the fundamental right of citizens to remain silent, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that persons who are not under arrest must specifically invoke their Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination in order to avoid having their refusal to answer police questions used against them in a subsequent criminal trial. In a 5-4 decision in Salinas versus Texas, the court upheld the conviction of Genevieve Salinas, who was found guilty of homicide after prosecutors argued Salinas' sentence during a police interview prior to his arrest, his silence during his interview, was a very important piece of evidence, and that only a guilty person would have remained silent when questioned about his connection to a crime. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can also take control. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. We're here live from Porkfest X, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Free State Project's yearly camping event in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Rogers Campground is the location. The sun is setting as we are speaking on to another night of what is inevitably going to be a good time meeting all kinds of interesting liberty-oriented people at this event. And with you tonight, as usual, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to continue telling you about the story here, Salinas versus Texas, the Supreme Court decision where they have once again eviscerated more of the Constitution, in this case the Fifth Amendment, your right to be free from self-incrimination. We will share more about that with you here in moments.
So there's going to be a lot of shows produced here on site at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Over 60 hours worth of talk radio here.
That's right. Is one of them going to be the School Sucks project?
I don't know. It's not live, so I don't, that's up to them.
Certainly, I've seen some of the
I hope they do.
People that do it, including Jason Osborne.
Yeah, Osborne's here.
Yep. So School Sucks Project, it's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can check out their Logic Saves Lives podcast series. And it's at schoolsucksproject.com.
Well, you know that I want to get back to the Supreme Court decision here in a moment, but we have a special guest on with us here from Porkfest. Utsav is here, and where are you from, Utsav? Oh, hang on. Let me try this here now. Try that. Go ahead.
I'm actually from Sydney in Australia.
Well, originally?
Oh, originally from India, but I've grown up in Australia. I was raised there. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you do have the accent.
I have kind of a mixed accent. Some people say I don't have an Australian accent at all.
The Australians and say that you sound foreign.
They say you don't really sound Aussie.
To us, you sound Aussie.
By the way, you're really good on that mic. So we were just kind of chatting with you during the most recent break here on the show, and
right.
It seems like it's your first time at the Porcupine Freedom.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's the best here. I mean, in general, in New Hampshire, people are so open, and that's just magnified by times 10 at Porkfest.
Now, when did you arrive?
In America? Or?
Oh, here at Porkfest.
Porkfest. Well, I was in Lancaster from 2 nights ago.
Okay, so yeah. You've been here since right before it started on Sunday.
I wasn't here on Sunday. I don't have a car, and I didn't want to walk 40 minutes in the rain. I was admittedly a bit lazy. But I came in today.
Are you here with anybody else, or did you come alone?
Oh, I came alone.
And how many people have you met so far?
I don't know. I can't count them on two hands.
It's a lot of people.
Dozens and dozens. Yeah.
Is it what you were expecting? I mean, thus far, obviously we're only a day in.
It exceeded my expectations already.
We're on the first day, and it's exceeded it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, surprisingly, I haven't been involved in as much in the lectures. I attended Lark and Rose's talk, which is awesome.
I didn't even know you were speaking today.
Oh, well, you missed it, man.
He's awesome. Yeah, he's. Yeah. I've seen him before, and we've had him on the show before, and he's fantastic.
Yeah, but I've just my highlight has just been talking to people and just meeting like-minded people. You know,
it's what everybody's favorite part about the Porcupine.
Right. How many like-minded people are there in Australia?
Me and one other friend, maybe that I have known, but yeah. I know there is a small liberty movement there as well.
But not so
impactful.
No,
the spirit isn't there. The spirit isn't here it is here. Live free or die in New Hampshire. You know what I mean?
Well, that was one of the questions you were asking us about was, what about New Hampshire? Is this really a destination? What was your question that you were
asking? My question, look, before I even ask it, I have to say that I have so much respect for everyone in the Free State Project. And compared to what I have done nothing compared to what they have done. So I'm not trying to make some sort of negative criticism, but I'm just curious if everyone pooled their resources instead of sanctioning this thing we call government, which doesn't exist in reality, if we pooled our resources to educating people instead, which is where the core of the problem I personally believe is, would we be more effective in attaining a free society than going through the political system?
Well, I think that all of those things are happening. So people are running for political office, and you can, while running for political office, educate people. Because when you're running for political office, they ask you questions about what you believe. I've done this a number of times, and I get a free newspaper article. I get a 15-minute interview on the local talk radio show in Keene, New Hampshire, where I live, and that means I'm able to communicate communicate the ideas of voluntarism to whoever the audience might happen to be. Now, have I gotten elected yet? No, I haven't. But there are people who read those articles, and there are people who listen to those talk shows. And, you know, further on, education, I think, is a huge factor in at least the Free State Project. There are a lot of people whose activism it is to educate. So I'll give you an example. I do Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach, where I've got flyers that advocate people not just cop a plea. Instead, they go to court, take a not guilty, and then go and actually go to trial and kind of clog the court system. Mm-hmm. In Keene, we do that every morning that there's an arraignment. So each month there are 2 weeks where they have arraignments every morning, and we're there, one of us from, you know, the activists in Keene, there every single day handing out those flyers. So that's one example of that. We also had a pirate radio station on the air 24 hours a day in Keene for 9 months, which, you know, you want to talk about reaching people. People are just scanning the band on their car radio. They're hearing the ideas of liberty. And so the communication that you are interested in is happening, and it's happening in a way that's not happening anywhere else that I know of in the liberty movement, not in the concentration that I know of in the liberty movement. So when you've got activists concentrated in one area, then you can really do a whole lot more with educating.
Right.
And another thing I've got to say on this, Youssef, is recently there was an article put out by Michael Lind at Salon.com, and it was "The Question That Libertarians Just Can't Answer. Why are there no libertarian countries?" And this is, you know, I've heard it over and over again. And obviously he's not stating, you know, claiming that this is a unique question he's asking. He's saying, you know, why hasn't this been done? If the ideas of liberty are such a fantastic idea, why haven't you people been able to implement this throughout the course of human history? Well, the answer is because the fact is that it's profitable to be tyrannical. But, you know, I don't know what Tom Woods, who, you know, put out some rebuttal, might have said. I didn't get a chance to
I personally would say it already exists.
Liberty?
Yeah, it's already all around us.
It's all around
us. Rogers Campground, and it works.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, as long as there aren't men with guns who come and put people in cages for what they've done, you do have liberty. That's true. Mm. Although the threat is ever present.
But, the idea is, but educating people, you also need to be able to show them things. There needs to be a synergy amongst.
Some people need the practical, you know, reasoning, explain to them how it would actually work. But when you break it down to what it logically is, what they're effectively saying is things can't work voluntarily. We need extortion to make it work.
Sure. Their ideas are spent. They're bankrupt. I would concur with that completely. But, you know, for the average person, the world was flat for much longer than it was for the educated people. It took a long time to trickle that information down. And that's what we essentially have to do, is trickle that information down. And I think that the best idea for 20,000 people can't change a state of 1.4 million unless they can educate those people. And
yeah,
what my experience was is that these ideas are just too radical and too sparsely populated out there in the rest of the world. And concentration really is the only answer from what that I can come up with.
If you've never experienced anything like this before, I imagine.
No, I'd say no.
Right. So I think that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a real testament to how effective concentrating liberty-minded people in one area can be.
That's a very good point.
And you just can't do as much if you don't have as many people in the same physical vicinity. And that's what we're working to accomplish here, with over 1,100 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 14,000 have signed up to come here, and hope to see you here us up in the future. And I appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thank you for everything.
More coming up at 855 450 free. You can take control of the airwaves by the phone, or just sit right in here with us at the table.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, even though we're in the middle of the woods in northern New Hampshire, right across from many of the White Mountains. Even though we're way out in the woods, we can still talk to you thanks to the magic of 1990s technology. We're actually using an old dial-up modem to get our information back to our network, but it works, and it actually sounds listenable. So we're glad to have you on board as we continue our Porcupine Freedom Festival X coverage. X as in the 10th edition, and it's going to be just absolutely fantastic. It already has been, getting to meet wonderful people who love the ideas of liberty, many of whom are here for the first time, and also doing that very same thing and meeting new people. Of course, some are here for their second time, and it's always good to come around the second time because you get to meet the same people, and it feels more comfortable when, you know, you're around the same people that you've met previously, and of course there's all these new faces around, and now you get to help kind of welcome the new folks that are here. And there's a face that we've seen before in our audience. Phil is with us. Phil Hoffmeister, is that right? Welcome.
That's right.
It's good to have you back here, and you are involved with Michigan Open Carry. We're going to continue with you in one moment, more with Phil, but this first.
The Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com has a team of experts that will help you find the right loan for you. They want you to know that every loan payment is made of both principal and interest aspects. And when you get this, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, it can be more than 10 years. It is more than 10 years for you to just be breaking even on your payments. You're going to be paying mostly interest for the first decade of the 30-year fix. And frankly, most people don't ever pay off their 30-year fix. If you were to get a 20-year or 15-year fix, you're going to be paying 50-50 basically right off the bat. You're going to be more than 50% within the first 6 months. So go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. That may or may not be the right loan for you. They're going to help you find the right loan. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. They know the difference between a cheap loan and an expensive one. It's 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
Porkfest X. You can go to Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com to learn more about the events. And, of course, I just posted a picture that I took this morning as I was getting up bright and early to check out John Bush's show, Rise Up Radio, make sure kind of all the technical sides of things were working well. And, of course, I had to take a picture of this incredible view of the White Mountains as the sun was rising. It's absolutely fantastic. You've never seen a view like this if you haven't been to Rogers Campground before, and you've got to come up here. If not this year, come next year. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, I imagine, will continue on into the future till further notice, because it continues to be a more successful
growing
event year after year. And Philip is with us from Michigan Open Carry. Welcome back to the show, Philip. Is this your second year?
It is, and I just want to say about the scenery, even the cloud cover, when it's just partly covering the mountain, that's beautiful.
It sure is.
These mountains don't get ugly, right?
Yeah.
They were nearly obscured yesterday, and it was still, you know, hauntingly eerie to look at them.
And it's all the weather kind of patterns that surround them that make them more interesting, too. You know, whether it's fog or, you know, rain showers we had this afternoon, and, of course, rays of sunlight. Rain. We even had a rainbow at one point. So it's been great so far. And, well, anyway, Phil, let's talk more about what you are interested in. Not so much the open carry aspect this time, but you came to the table tonight with some other topics you wanted to discuss.
Well, you know, it was inspired by two of your recent shows. One of them, you discussed polyamory, and my wife and I are openly polyamorous, mostly openly polyamorous.
Mostly?
Mostly, yeah. Some people don't know mostly on her side of the family.
Wait, what does that mean? Some people don't know? Oh, meaning you're mostly open about being polyamorous.
Yes,
I see.
Yes, okay. Yes, there's some people that are close to us that don't know, but most people know. And also diamonds. You guys were discussing diamonds recently, and I was showing Mark yesterday. I don't know if I showed you, but I actually bought my wife's engagement ring. Has no diamonds in it.
You did? Some kind of red jewel? Is that right?
No, it's star sapphires.
Okay.
Blue. That's the engagement ring.
Beautiful.
And the wedding ring has cubic zirconium in it. And it's no secret to her that they're not diamonds.
Does she think you don't love her as much because you didn't spend
this much money?
Oh, absolutely
not. She doesn't think, if anything, she, I'm just,
She's obviously more open-minded than some people who've been kind of brainwashed into this whole diamond scam, because, you know, she's into polyamory as well, right?
Yeah.
So let's go back to the polyamory thing, because we talked about diamonds in great detail on, I think it was the Thursday night show last week.
I know you had questions about polyamory, that's why I wanted to come talk to you.
Well, great. And so here's a big question, that because there aren't a lot of people that do this. It's something that, if you listen to our original discussion about it, is pretty rare, because I don't think that this culture is really in any way, shape, or form trained to handle more than one loving relationship with someone. It's not to mean it's not possible, but it seems like that's not really common at all.
Well, except that, as you pointed out, many people do it. They just do it behind their significant other's back.
Right.
Cheating is like number two cause of divorce in this country.
What's the number one cause?
Money.
Disputes.
Okay. So how did you get started in this? I mean, did you try some monogamous relationships out first and they didn't pan out? What was your story?
Well, my wife and I also have some other lifestyle interests. And it just happens that I won't go into those here.
Okay.
But
that'll be for Flaming Freedom next time we're doing a show.
My wife and I... A lot of people in our other lifestyle were also polyamorous, and we got together in 2008, and we were monogamous at first, and after being together for 2 years, I looked at her and I said, well, what do you think if we tried out polyamory? She said, okay, and we've been polyamorous for the past 2.5 years.
Now, who was the first to step out, so to speak? Who was the first to acquire an extra partner between the two of you?
Well, my wife was a non-monogamous person before we got into our relationship.
Oh, okay.
And
so you knew that when you got into the relationship?
I knew that when I got into the relationship. We went monogamous at my behest at the beginning of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then I'm the one that brought up polyamory.
So, but who was the one to, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, let's try this. It's another thing to be successful in finding somebody.
I was the first one that went on a date.
Interesting. Okay.
Currently, I don't have any other significant others.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is seeing a guy over, out in Lansing where we live.
Now, how long, so you've been doing this since you were, what, 2008? Is that what you said?
We've been polyamorous since 2010.
2010. And, so, I mean, was it difficult in the beginning for you as far as, you know, when she went out on that first date? Did you feel jealousy? Were you upset? I mean, how did that feel?
Well, I'm out of the house a lot doing Michigan Open Carry stuff. I travel to Grand Rapids, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm out of the house. I'm not with my wife. What difference does it make to me if she's with somebody else?
As long as she's safe with her sexuality.
Exactly. You know, we have rules about how we practice sex safely. And
what, so, what are some of the rules? I mean, without getting graphic, you know.
We use protection.
Okay, yeah.
That's probably the one major rule that we have.
That makes sense.
And what difference does it make to me if I'm out, if I'm out of the house two or three nights a week? What difference does it make to me if she's with another guy one or two or all three of those nights? It's not like I'm missing her. I'm not around her anyways.
So would you say that you're her primary? Is that a term that's common?
Primary and secondary, yeah. Mm-hmm. Generally, your primaries are people that live with you or you spend most of your time with. Whereas a secondary might be someone that you have like a perpetual dating relationship with. Like, you know, when you start dating someone for, I don't know, these days. But for the first several months, you just go out and you spend time with each other, but you don't actually live together. And it's kind of just like a perpetual relationship like that as far as a secondary goes. It's just someone that you're dating.
Now, I mean, how did she or you, how do y'all meet the other partners? Is it an active thing where you're online looking at all times or, you know, where you kind of put the feelers out there? Or is it just you're in your life and you meet somebody who's really exciting and or both?
Well, there are dating websites out there. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm sure if any of you guys have been on a dating website, it's not exactly easy being a male on a dating website.
There's a lot of them.
Is that it? Okay.
And let me tell you, it's even more difficult being a married male.
Yeah. Well, right. So a lot of women get a bunch of mail requests from people who are, you know, males in that case.
Mostly looking for sex, just sex.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're constantly going through just nonsense.
It's hard for them to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think that's a problem women have had throughout, you know, before the internet came around. Is obviously, you know, they've got the sexual interest is high, but the commitment interest tends to be lower. How do you find that out? And for men, I think it's, it tends to be the opposite.
I think it's an interesting topic, especially in the framework of this kind of Puritan culture, this monogamous focused culture that we have here. And Phil, thanks for coming on the show tonight. It's Phil Hoffmeister from Michigan Open Carry, which is one of his main issues, which you might also want to check out if that's where you're located. And we do have a number of stations in Michigan, so check him out. 855-453 live from Porkfest X.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. In fact, haven't really talked about too many of those features tonight. One of them is you can actually create the content of the website. So you find something online that you think is interesting, submit it, and then it can be voted on, vote up or down, and then, you know, in the aggregate, we'll figure out what you, the listeners, think is the interesting stuff for us to talk about at freetalklive.com. So toll-free number tonight is 855-453. We're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We are doing this all week long. There aren't too many radio shows. I wonder if there are any, Mark, who will do a remote broadcast for as many nights in a row as Free Talk Live. I mean, usually when you hear talk radio hosts, they're at some sort of political convention, you know, like CPAC or the Democratic National Convention, some lame-o politics fest where it's just a bunch of political talk show hosts salivating over their favorite politicians. Those are usually like weekend events, right? Like, isn't this... this has to be one of the longest live broadcasts in talk radio.
I would say that in a practical sense it is. I would imagine that most talk show hosts would be willing to do a week-long event.
If they got paid for it.
Absolutely.
By the way, we're not necessarily paid.
Don't get paid to do Pork
to
Fest.
To do
no.
Pork Fest, which is fine. We've been doing it that way for years.
Joy.
It's something that I, you know, I consider it a contribution to the Free State Project to haul the equipment out and to set it up and let other great talk show hosts come in here. Ernie Hancock is in our audience here tonight. He's going to be kicking off his show, Declare Your Independence, tomorrow morning. and doing that for the remainder of the week here. We've got over 60 hours of live talk radio content coming out of Porkfest, so go to lrn.fm and don't miss any of it. So we're going to go to the phones here and then back to a special guest in our studio. Vince is on the line in Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Vince. Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. I just wanted to bring up a little historical fact.
Okay.
To you, in 1972, Richard Nixon instituted wage and price controls. And guess who was in charge of it at that time? Was Richard Cheney, former Vice President Richard Cheney.
Dick Cheney was in charge of this, okay.
It was done by the IRS.
And what was this wage and price controls? How did it work?
Well, you know, they were trying to control inflation at that time, and
well, they could always stop printing money if they wanted to control inflation, right?
Well, I know,
no.
But you couldn't have your wages go up, you couldn't have your prices go up, and a lot of retailers had to submit plans.
Wow, it's ridiculous.
But, you know, and what do you think the Affordable Care Act is all about?
The what?
Affordable Care.
Oh, the Affordable Care Act. Okay.
47 different provisions that the IRS is going to have control over, and the main thing is to bring down prices of medical care. Now, how's that going to work?
It's not. As we know, that the federal government getting involved even further in the medical business is going to make things worse and more expensive and more, obtuse. And thank you, by the way, Vince, for the call at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We had a guy call in earlier to suggest that he thought that the Obamacare was going to have chipping. And maybe he's wrong about that. You looked it up on Snopes, Mark. You couldn't find any evidence. But one thing we do know for sure is that there is going to be more control. The IRS
chipping means that they put some kind of chip in you to track you.
Thank you. Yeah, the IRS is going to be involved, as I've heard, in the enforcement of this particular Obamacare concept. And that means more government involvement in your personal life. And if you're a business owner, especially in the healthcare field, more involvement in your business.
Hey, I can't imagine how they think that,
and that's going to bring costs down?
It's going to bring costs down. I can't imagine how that thought process works exactly.
Yeah, so special guest here in our studio at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he is Dante from Maine, from the Portland, Maine area. Good evening.
Oh, yeah, great to be here. Great to be here.
Someone who has not really had to travel too far to actually come up to the event. What's the drive for you? Like 3 hours?
I talked to Mark earlier, and I think it's essentially as far as you guys really had to travel from.
Sounds
Keene.
About right. So yeah. You're Maine native, is that right?
Yep. And born and raised.
What clued you into the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Too much free time at work listening to podcasts.
Right on. How many years did you listen to the Porcupine Freedom Festival before you finally decided it was time to come check it out?
It's probably around 4 or 5.
Interesting that you lived in the area and it would have been somewhat convenient, and it took that long for you to finally say, "Yeah, okay, I want to go to this thing."
I mean, I've always really, really desperately wanted to go,
but.
Like
money, time, job, work.
Yeah. I'm like a self-diagnosed introvert in my lifestyle. So
me too.
It takes a minute amount of inebriating substances for me to be able to do.
There's plenty of that around here, so that's not a problem.
So I've heard.
Right, and I can't say that, you know, you seem particularly introverted. We talked for a little bit last night,
yes.
And you seem to be enjoying conversation with a number of people here.
Oh, indeed.
I mean, how many people have you met within the last 24 hours at Porkfest?
It's an incalculable amount.
It's hard
of
to follow it.
Like-minded people, and I don't want to leave New Hampshire.
I honestly
just don't want to leave here.
You wouldn't be the first one to come to the Porkfest and then decide, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, absolutely true. Yeah. May not be the most responsible decision, but some people have pulled it off. They have come here without necessarily intending to move, and then
I got my Bitcoins.
You know, okay, don't brag too many people about that, but that is good to know. In fact, we need to talk about Bitcoins a little bit later on the show here tonight. But so tell me, you know, what have you enjoyed so far besides meeting people, which is obviously, I think, the main highlight of the Porcupine Freedom Festival? What else has really been interesting to you?
Interesting to me is, of course, like meeting you guys and Derek J. and
Derek's great.
All of the people that I've looked up to in the past like 5 years. I mean, it sounds like I'm just praising, you know, celebrity praise kind of thing, But I do have to give a great big shout-out to Mandrick, because that food is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Now, he's one of many
food is amazing.
Food vendors, yeah. And the dedication they have to their craft is incredible. They're there for hours and hours and hours, open, just serving an endless stream of customers. It's just incredible to watch them work, especially if you're hungry, and then it's really
bacon
kind of frustrating
because
they're making all this delicious food, and people are walking away with this amazing food. And yeah, tell me about what you ordered from Mandrick.
This morning I woke up at some time. I woke up and I ordered myself that Rick roll.
Tell me about that. What is that?
That was really good. It's an omelet with a bacon weave, and it is absolutely delicious.
Is the bacon weave around the omelet? I've not seen it, so I don't.
Yeah. It's around it, and it's wrapped in tin foil, so you know it's less messy.
It's 10 pieces of bacon braided together to make this kind of, I don't know, flat thing.
It's epic,
yes.
I'm sure.
Oh, it is very great. And then for lunch, I went for the Chris Miranda, and that was quite good.
Named after one of our former co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. So, but of course, they're not the only people that are cooking up here. There's Agra Alley, where there are a variety of different options, and will be more, I think, as the week goes on. I know Thunder Dave is in the house here tonight, and he's always cooking up, you know, from like down home on the bayou kind of Louisiana style cooking, which is absolutely fantastic. So, you know, the food that you get is great. The people are great. The experience is unique. I mean, have you ever been to anything like this before?
No, I mean, it's honestly, like it's a very I'm lacking the word for it, but it's a very amazing experience. Mm-hmm. And being around so many like-minded people it's quite humbling, and I feel at home.
That's great.
I like it.
I think that a lot of people feel that way, or you know, they'll get the sensation that, you know, they've known a lot of these people, even though you've never met probably most of them in your whole life, but yet there's a level of, I guess, comfortability with
camaraderie.
Yeah, camaraderie is a good one with these folks here that makes it easy to connect. I mean, you mentioned that you're introverted, but has it been as much of a problem here with this group?
Oh, definitely not. Everyone's been so kind and so nice.
You even got involved in security last night, working at some Porkfest security, right?
Yeah, that did happen.
How did they recruit you for that?
Just sat him on my campsite, and I saw some people. I saw there was a problem taking place, mm-hmm. and I decided that I'd use the non-aggression principle and intervene.
Very nice. I mean, we are in a campsite where there are a lot of people. Maybe not all of them are even Free State Project participants or interested in the Free State Project. It is an open campsite, so you never know, you know, who is going to be out there. It is mostly Free State Project interested people, and you know, sometimes people have a few too many drinks, and you know how people can be.
Yeah, sometimes disagreements arise, but you know, that's the whole point, is to create a situation where they don't get to the level where it's a problem.
I've never seen a fight at Porkfest. And there's been a lot of people, thousands of people, that over the years have come through here. Dante, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Indeed.
Appreciate having you here. Hour 3 is on the way. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. More about the Fifth Amendment being gutted by the Supreme Court. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.